All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. And the intensity around the games is beginning to ratchet up a little bit more because now we find ourselves in the month of November. And with that said, this is the second half of the season, and we are getting close to that stretch run in the NFL as the push for the playoffs continues. Now, the action got going this past Thursday night as I picked the Seattle Seahawks to get the best of the Arizona Cardinals, which they were able to do on the road by the score of 22-16. However, it was a very costly victory for the Seahawks as they lost All-Pro cornerback Richard Sherman for the remainder of the season after he suffered a ruptured Achilles. But for the Seahawks, they will try to keep pace in the NFC West throughout the remainder of the season without Sherman. But the picture could be clearer in that division as well as for some other postseason races following this weekend's action. How do I see it faring? Well, I'll tell you right now. Going to start things off, though, in an interconference battle. You're going to have the 6-2 New Orleans Saints traveling to Western New York to take on the 5-3 Buffalo Bills. New Orleans is 3-1 on the road this season, while Buffalo is undefeated at home with a record of 4-0. Now, when you look at the Saints and the Bills this season, you are talking about two of the more stingy defenses in football, and they are each very opportunistic as they love to take the football away. Now, for Saints quarterback Drew Brees, will he be able to navigate this Bills defense? It's going to be tough at times, and I think New Orleans really has to run the football effectively with Alvin Kamara as well as Mark Ingram. On the flip side for the Buffalo Bills, it's plain and simple. They play solid defense, and they run and consistently run with running back LeSean McCoy. I think the first team to get to 20 points will win this contest because special teams and field position will be important. Thus, I'm going to take Buffalo at home by the score of 23-20. Now, in the NFC North, it will be the 4-4 Green Bay Packers traveling to take on the 3-5 Chicago Bears. And for Green Bay, unfortunately, the wheels have fallen off ever since quarterback Aaron Rodgers suffered that collarbone injury. The Packers have dropped their last several games, and it is not going to get any better because they are facing a very opportunistic Bears team as a whole that is young, and they are improving, and week by week they are getting more confidence under head coach John Fox. This Packers defense has struggled, and if they can't slow down the Bears running game as well as rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, it will be a long Sunday afternoon in the Windy City for the green and gold. Thus, I'm going to take the Bears at home by the score of 31-20. Now, in Motown, you're going to have the 4-4 Detroit Lions taking on the winless Cleveland Browns. Now, Cleveland comes into this game fresh off of their bye, but it really doesn't matter for the Browns because they simply cannot get it going. On the flip side for the Lions, they are 4-4, but this is a team that is playing better than their record. This Browns defense is going to have their struggles with Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford tomorrow. And I'll tell you like this, anybody who has Stafford on their fantasy team should start him because he is going to produce a ton of points for you. I will take Detroit in this one by the score of 34-20. Now you're going to have the 3-5 Cincinnati Bengals traveling to take on the 5-3 Tennessee Titans. Now, Cincinnati has struggled this season versus the AFC South as they are 1-2, which included them going on the road last week and losing at the hands of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, for Cincinnati, if they cannot run the football effectively, they're going to be in trouble. Why? Because that means that there is going to be more pressure put on Bengals starting quarterback Andy Dalton. You look at this Titans front seven, they love to get after opposing quarterbacks and put pressure on them, which means that this is going to be a recipe for disaster for the youngster Andy Dalton. I'll tell you like this. Cincinnati will play the Titans tough, but if Cincinnati's defense cannot slow down Tennessee's running game, they are not going to win. Thus, I'm going to take the Titans at home by the score of 27-23. Now, it's going to be the 6-2 Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to take on the 3-6 Indianapolis Colts. Once upon a time, this was one of the marquee games in the AFC on a yearly basis. However, that is not the case anymore as the Colts have really fallen off. Now, for Pittsburgh, is it going to be another chapter in your book? And the book I'm talking about is Pittsburgh tends to play down to their level of competition, especially when they are heavily favored. You look at this Steelers team, offensively, they're loaded with the likes of quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, running back Le'Veon Bell, and wide receiver Antonio Brown. But Pittsburgh cannot sleep on Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett, because this is a guy that is out there to try to make a name for himself. And if this Pittsburgh Steelers defense does not take him serious enough, he can really hurt them. I think the Colts will find a way to be competitive for the first half. However, the talent of the Pittsburgh Steelers will show up in the second half. Thus, I'm going to take the black and gold on the road by the score of 34-20. Now, you're going to have the 4-5 New York Jets traveling to take on the 2-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And there's not going to be any Jameis Winston starting at quarterback for Tampa Bay in this one, as he will make way for former Jets quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. Of course, Winston is dealing with that shoulder injury right now that could keep him out of action for a few weeks. Now, of course, this Jets team knows all about Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Ryan Fitzpatrick knows all about the Jets, and he wants to go out there and show his former employer that he can still get it done, while this Jets defense will look to tee off on him. I'll tell you like this, the Jets are 4-5, and they have been playing better than their record, while for Tampa Bay, their immaturity has really shown up in the past few weeks, and I don't think it's going to get any better in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take New York on the road by the score of 30-17. Now, you're going to have the 4-4 Washington Redskins hosting the 6-2 Minnesota Vikings. The Redskins got a hard-fought victory last week on the road versus the Seattle Seahawks, and for them, their confidence really has to be growing. You look at quarterback Kirk Cousins, and this guy has been showing that he can carry this team and really put them on his back. I mean, the offense around him hasn't been as talented this year, but Cousins is really showing what he can do. Now, Minnesota has one of the better defenses in football, and on top of that, they rely on mistake-free football on offense, as Case Keenum will once again get the start under center for the Vikings. However, this Redskins defense has been shaky at times, but I think they can do enough to not only keep their team in this contest, but also force Keenum into making some mistakes. Thus, I'm going to take Washington at home by the score of 24-20. Now, it's going to be the 5-3 Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the 3-5 Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers come into this contest fresh off of their bye week, and they are looking to spoil any chances that Jacksonville has of winning the AFC South. You look at this Jags team, they have a very opportunistic defense, and they're facing a quarterback in Phillip Rivers that has a gunslinger mentality. He can hurt you, but he can also, you know, really hurt his own team by turning the football over. This Jaguars defense, led by the likes of Dante Fowler Jr. up front, like to get after opponents' quarterbacks, and they want to try to go out there and force Rivers into making some of those turnovers that we've seen throughout his career. However, the Chargers can play D as well, and this Jaguars offensive line is going to have their hands full with the likes of Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram in that front seven for Los Angeles. Both of these teams can get after their opponents on defense. Both of them can run the football effectively, and I think the turnover battle is going to be huge in this one. I think this contest has the makings to be one of the better ones of the day, and I'm going to take the Jaguars at home by the score of 31-27. Now, it will be the 6-2 Los Angeles Rams hosting the 3-5 Houston Texans. And don't look now, but the Rams are the team to beat in the NFC West. They have a very opportunistic defense. They are running the football extremely effectively with Todd Gurley. And all of a sudden, under the tutelage of head coach Sean McVay, Second-year quarterback Jared Goff is looking like the real deal. Now, for the Houston Texans, life without Deshaun Watson began for them last Sunday, and it was not pretty as they fell to the Indianapolis Colts at home. I guarantee you, the Colts will seem like a speed bump compared to what the Texans are going to get from the Rams tomorrow. I'm going to take Los Angeles to roll big at home by the score of 37-16. Now, it's going to be the 5-3 Dallas Cowboys traveling to take on the 4-4 Atlanta Falcons. And in this game, lost some of its sizzle now that Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is suspended. Now, Dallas does have depth at that position with Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris, and it's going to be more put on quarterback Dak Prescott, because for the past year and a half, he's had success, but he's been able to have that success playing alongside Ezekiel Elliott in the Cowboys backfield. How will he be able to fare now on his own? We'll have to see. You look at this Atlanta team, they're 1-2 at home, and they have missed so many opportunities this season. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, they still have that Super Bowl hangover. We saw it last week against the Carolina Panthers when they had opportunities to win that contest. For Atlanta, at some point, the light has to go on, and there has to be that sense of urgency if they are going to get back to the playoffs. You look at quarterback Matt Ryan. This has to be the game right here where he is basically locked in from the first snap of the game until the very last. I think Atlanta will be able to answer the bell at home, and they'll get the 31-17 victory. Now, in Santa Clara, you are going to have the winless San Francisco 49ers hosting the 1-7 New York Football Giants, with draft positioning on the line here in regards to having the first overall pick in the 2018 NFL draft. Now, a lot of things have not gone right for the Giants this year, and last week was really illustrated that as the wheels fell off for New York as they were beaten thoroughly at home by the Los Angeles Rams 51-17. We've heard about the infighting all week long from the Giants, and now it's their opportunity to answer the bell and show that they have not given up on their head coach, Ben McAdoo. Now, the Giants were able to establish their running game early last week, and they have to find a way to build off of that against this Niners defense. So I think you can expect to see another heavy dose of running back Orleans Darkwa early in this contest to try to take some pressure off of veteran quarterback Eli Manning. Now, the Giants defense was embarrassed last week, and you have to ask yourself, if you were the Giants, can you go out there and make life very uncomfortable for rookie quarterback C.J. Beathard and the 49ers? San Francisco has been playing tough in their last few weeks, but they have yet to get over the hump. I don't think it happens tomorrow, and I'm going to take New York on the road by the score of 24-20. Now, on Sunday night, it's going to be the 6-2 New England Patriots traveling to take on the 3-5 Denver Broncos. And after the Broncos began this season with a record of 2-0, things have gone south for them rather quickly as they have lost 5 out of their last 6 contests. Now, for New England, this is a time of the season where they really begin to get going, and I know that the Patriots are dealing with injuries, but you still have number 12 under center and quarterback Tom Brady. The defense is finally beginning to figure it out as the Patriots have that bend but don't break philosophy. They'll let you move the football within the 20s, but once you get down to the red zone, they are going to make life very stingy for you. I look at this Denver defense. They have the talent to get to the postseason, but if their offense can't move the football, especially now with Brock Osweiler under center, they don't stand a chance in this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Patriots on the road by the score of 34-23. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's going to be the 6-3 Carolina Panthers hosting the 4-4 Miami Dolphins. And for Miami, they're 4-4, but they have played a lot worse than that record right now. And it's basically because you look at their offense. They have the worst offense in the National Football League. And if you can't move the football and if you can't score points consistently, you are not going to win, which the Dolphins are finding out the hard way. Now, for Carolina, they're 6-3, and this team has a lot of issues, but it's easier to fix those issues when you are 6-3 as opposed to being 3-6. And for Carolina, it's simple. Run the football, Run the football. The Panthers got back to that formula last week against the Atlanta Falcons, and they are playing solid defense. You look at this Dolphins offensive line, they are struggling right now, and this Panthers front seven can get after you and put pressure. And I think the ability of Carolina to run the football, along with their ability to play strong and solid D, will be the difference in this contest, as they will win this one at home by the score of 34-24. So with that said, folks, those are my picks for week number 10 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this year, the Cyclones will begin their 2018 season next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 10 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.